Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while there's been an increase in prosecutions for wildlife crimes in recent years, those prosecutions seem uneven across the country and perhaps mask the true level of wildlife crime taking place. Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin spokesperson on climate justice, certainly thinks so and argues that we need a specific wildlife crime unit. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Good afternoon, Sean.
For people who might be confused by the term, Lynn, could you say, what is wildlife crime?
Well, the wildlife crime can include a number of different things. It includes illegal burning. It includes cutting down hedgerows outside of the period that is permissible. It involves illegal deer hunting, illegal hunting of hares with dogs, but also more horrific things such as using glue traps to collect songbirds, but also the willful destruction or disturbance of bat roosts, for example. So there's a whole wide range of crimes that fall under the Wildlife Act. The problem for us is that the numbers have actually, in prosecutions, might have increased in the last year, but they've actually decreased on, you know, previous years where we were up around 73 on average a year, to now having an average of 39.3 prosecutions per year. So we're going in the wrong direction. And also, as you said in the opening there's big disparity between certain counties. So, for example, Sligo had zero prosecutions in 5 years. Mm. I'd love to think that that's that everybody is very law-abiding and respectful of wildlife in Sligo, but I doubt it. I'd say that it's just an issue around whether the National Parks and Wildlife Service have the resources there or whether they have the political will to actually pursue wildlife crime. And that's not just targeting Sligo.
Yes.
The counties are doing pretty bad as well. Sorry, Sligo people.
On that point, could describe for us the difference, like the National Parks and Wildlife Service have a stake in this. So does Inland Fisheries Ireland. What are their two respective areas of responsibility here?
Yeah, so Inland Fisheries Ireland, I suppose, the key's in the name in terms of that they look after our fisheries and our waterways and deal with wildlife crimes that happen along those, so illegal fishing and water pollution. And what they have told us at the Climate Committee when we were looking at issues around biodiversity is that a very simple change in legislation, in that it would sort of be a reciprocation, that they would have the same powers to deal with wildlife crimes that are not exclusive to the waterways, and the National Parks and Wildlife Service could have powers to deal with waterways, it would effectively double the amount of resources that we would have looking at wildlife crimes. Because while they're out on their patrols, they might see a wildlife crime that doesn't technically fit into their brief, but they have no power to deal with that. So that was a very simple measure, they said, that you could actually double your resources. But also, interestingly, Inland Fisheries Ireland are doing much better than the National Parks and Wildlife Service as it is, because they've had more prosecutions per year than the National Parks and Wildlife Service.
Yeah, but when you said out on patrols, how many people do they have to go out on patrols?
In terms of the National Parks and Wildlife Service,
yeah,
or the Inland Fisheries?
Well,
terms of the numbers. Yeah, I couldn't give you the numbers specifically. The National Parks and Wildlife Service works on a regional basis rather than sort of county by county. It's just we got the figures by county.
Yeah.
And they have been given, in fairness to Minister Malcolm Noonan, they've been given more resources in terms of ecologists and inspectors. Where we think there might be a pinch point is that putting together a prosecution case is quite time consuming, and also quite a specific skill to get it then past the prosecution and get it to a court case. And that's something that we think needs to be resourced, and also why we were calling for a wildlife crime unit that would have those expertise and skills in-house that could be used then across the country, as opposed to each region relying on its own regional staff.
Yeah. Now, would a wildlife crime unit be staffed by members of the Gardaí, or have members of the Gardaí as part of it who could actually arrest people?
It would be within the National Parks and Wildlife Service itself, and it was initially, we were told we were getting a wildlife crime unit by Minister Noonan. That then was rolled back on, unfortunately, and I think it's regrettable. What we have now is a directorate, which has one of its responsibilities is around wildlife crime enforcement, whereas a dedicated unit that would work very closely with an Garda Síochána would one, I suppose, be very focused. It has that one job, which is just looking at wildlife crime, and then also would have those skills around bringing those cases to successful prosecutions.
Also, is there an issue around sentences given out to people, you know, those who have been prosecuted? Is it just generally a fine? Can it be just a slap on the wrist?
And again, there's huge discrepancies across the board when it comes to the punishments. So I was looking through the table that we have, you know, from 2010 to 2018. And like, if you look, you know, in the same year, you had somebody who received a fine of 100 euro for illegally hunting hares with dogs in one county, but in another county received a 1,000 euro fine for the same, with the same offence. Again, with illegal deer hunting in the same year, one person received a custodial sentence, whereas another person received a 250 euro fine. And okay, we don't have the details of the cases, but they are the same offence, and they're very significant differences in the penalties. So there needs to be a little bit more uniformity as well around the punishments. Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, some of the fines are very low. We know we have a biodiversity crisis. You know, I think a rap on the knuckles on a donation to the poor box or to an animal welfare charity isn't sending out the message that, you know, there's a zero tolerance of wildlife crime, which we've been told this government has. So we need to see those penalties pushed up and a very clear message going out that it's not going to be tolerated at all.
I would imagine as well they're still largely depending on just ordinary people reporting these crimes rather than finding them themselves.
They are, yeah. I mean, it is reliant on people contacting either the Gairdín Síochána or the National Parks and Wildlife Service and reporting it. But equally, they do have rangers that go out there and inspectors that are out on the ground. You know, within our national parks, we see, you know, fires every year that are spread into the national parks where it isn't legal to light those fires. So, you know, there are national park rangers who are out on the ground who could be doing far better at detecting those crimes that are taking place. But yes, we are dependent, and I would be asking anybody who witnesses any form of wildlife crime, they should be reporting it. Because we are, I suppose, we're seeing all of our species are in decline. I mean, we need to address this. We need a very, very zero tolerance approach to any sort of wildlife crime. And, you know, and even when you've seen in the report today in the Independent of some of the things that were carried out, like a house martin's nest being destroyed by a power washer, that was probably in a domestic household or in their shed. So people need to know that, you know, it just won't be tolerated.
Yeah. Were there any figures given on potential crimes reported that didn't end in a prosecution?
We've actually sought that information because it is a key point. As I said, we initially put in a parliamentary question just on the numbers and then asked for a county by county breakdown to see the discrepancies. So we've now also asked is how many of them were recommended for prosecution but actually then didn't proceed to the court, or how many failed when they did get to the court, because I think that would expose, is there that gap, which we think there is, we suspect there is, around just having the skill set and the time and resources to put together, I suppose, cast iron cases that will lead to prosecutions. There's also an element here within the state getting itself in order. You know, last year I had kind of exposed around the OPW being found to disturb bat roost, and yet no prosecution was carried out there. So if the body that's supposed to be responsible for looking after wildlife and our heritage is disturbing bat roosts, that's not the message sent out. That's to mean that to private entities that then, you know, if the state isn't going to actually abide by the law. So the state itself, and I have raised that at the committee directly with the minister as well, that we need not just a zero tolerance approach with the public, but a zero tolerance approach between state bodies.
Lynn Boylan is a senator, obviously, and Sinn Féin spokesperson for climate justice. Lynn, thanks a million. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. Parenting.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.